Krishna Book, Canto 16, Balaram. Chapter 68, Scene 2. Balaram tries to negotiate peace with the Kurus. The great sage Narada immediately carried the news to the Yadu dynasty that Sambha was arrested and told them the whole story. The members of the Yadu dynasty became very angry at Sambha's being arrested and improperly sold by six warriors. So now, with the permission of the head of the Yadu dynasty, King Ugrasena, they prepared to attack the capital city of the Kuru dynasty. Although Lord Balaram knew very well that by slight provocation, people are prepared to fight with one another in this age of Kali, still, he did not like the idea that the two great dynasties, namely the Kuru and Yadu dynasties, would fight amongst themselves, even though they were influenced by Kali Yuga. Instead of fighting with them, let me go there and see the situation, and let me try to see if the fight can be settled by mutual understanding. Balaram's idea was that if the Kuru dynasty could be induced to release Sambha along with his wife Lakshmana, then the fight could be avoided. Balaram therefore immediately arranged for a nice chariot to go to Hastinapur, accompanied by learned priests and brahmanas, as well as by some of the elderly members of the Yadu dynasty. Balaram was confident that the members of the Kuru dynasty would agree to this marriage and avoid fighting amongst themselves. As Lord Balaram proceeded towards Hastinapur in his chariot, accompanied by the learned Brahmins and the elderly members of the Yadu dynasty, Balaram looked like the moon shining in the clear sky amongst the glittering stars. And when Lord Balaram reached the precincts of the city of Hastinapur, he did not enter, but stationed himself in a camp outside the city in a small garden house. Then Balaram asked Uddhava to see the leaders of the Kuru dynasty and inquire from them whether they wanted to fight with the Yadu dynasty or make a settlement. Uddhava went to see the leaders of the Kuru dynasty, and he met all of the important members, including Bhishmadev, Dhritarashtra, Drona Acharya, Bali, Duryodhana, and Balika. After offering them due respects, Uddhava informed them that Lord Balaram had already arrived at the garden outside the city door. The leaders of the Kuru dynasty, especially Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana, were very joyful because they knew very well that Lord Balaram was a great well-wisher of their family. There were no bounds to their joy upon hearing the news, and so immediately they welcomed Uddhava. In order to properly receive Lord Balaram, they all took in their hands auspicious paraphernalia for Balaram's reception and then went to see him outside the city door. According to their respective positions, they welcomed Lord Balaram by giving him in charity nice cows and arkya. Because all of them knew the exalted position of Lord Balaram as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they bowed their heads before Lord Balaram with great respect. They all exchanged words of reception by asking one another about their welfare. And when such formality was finished, in a great voice, Lord Balaram very patiently submitted before them the following words for their consideration. My dear friends, This time, I have come to you as a messenger with the order of the all-powerful King Ugrasena. Please, therefore, hear this order with attention and great care. Without wasting a single moment, please try to carry out the order. King Ugrasena knows very well that you warriors of the Kuru dynasty improperly fought with the pious Sambha who was alone, and that with great difficulty and tactics you have arrested him. We have all heard this news, but we are not very much agitated because we are most intimately related to each other. So I do not think that we should disturb our good relationship. We should continue our friendship without any unnecessary fighting. So please, therefore, immediately release Sambha and bring him, along with his wife, Lakshmana, before me. When Lord Balaram spoke in a commanding tone, full of heroic assertion, supremacy, and chivalry, Balaram's statements were not appreciated by the leaders of the Kuru dynasty. Rather, all of them became agitated and spoke out with great anger. "Hello! These words are very astonishing, but quite befitting this age of Kali. Otherwise, how could Balaram speak so vituperatively? The language and tone used by Balaram are simply abusive, and due to the influence of this age, it appears that the shoes befitting the feet want to rise to the top of the head where the helmet is worn. We are connected with the Yadu dynasty by marriage, and because of this, they have been given the chance to come live with us, dine with us, and sleep with us. But now, they are taking advantage of these privileges. They had practically no position before we gave them a portion of our kingdom to rule, and now they are trying to command us. We have allowed the Yadu dynasty to use the royal insignias like the whisk, fan, conchel, white umbrella, crown, royal throne, sitting place, bedstead, and everything befitting the royal order. They should not have used such royal paraphernalia in our presence, but we did not check them due to our family relationships. And now they have the audacity to order us to do things? Well, this is enough of this impudence. We cannot allow them to do any more of these things, nor shall we allow them to use these royal insignias. It would be best to take away all these things, for it is improper to feed a snake with milk, since such merciful activities simply increase its venom. The Yadu dynasty is now trying to go against those who have fed them so nicely. Their flourishing condition is due to our gifts and merciful behavior. And still, they are so shameless that they are trying to order us. Oh, how regrettable are all these activities. No one in the world can enjoy anything if the members of the Kuru dynasty, like Bhishma, Dronacharya, and Arjuna, do not allow them to. Exactly as a lamb cannot enjoy life in the presence of a lion, without our desire, it is not even possible for the demigods in heaven, headed by King Indra, to find enjoyment in life, not to speak of ordinary human beings. Actually, the members of the Kuru dynasty were very puffed up due to their opulence kingdom, aristocracy, family tradition, great warriors, family members, and vast expansive empire. Why, they did not even observe common formalities of civilized society. And in the presence of Lord Balaram, they uttered such insulting words about the Yadu dynasty. Speaking in this unmannerly way, the Kurus returned to their city of Hastinapur. Thus ends chapter 68, scene 2. Balaram tries to negotiate peace with the Kurus. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. The following are notes on this section. Argya is an assortment of articles such as aratrik water, sweet preparations of honey, butter, etc., flowers, and garlands scented with pulp. The Acharyas explain that even the elders like Bhishma Dev also bow down to Lord Baladev. By the words Kala Gatya Duratyaya, or the insurmountable movement of time, the intolerant Kurus allude to the degraded age of Kali, which was about to begin. Here, the Kurus indicate that the fallen age of Kali had indeed already begun, since the Kurus claim that now the Shu wants to climb on the head that bears the royal crown. In other words, the Kurus thought that the lowly Yadus now wanted to rise above the royal Kurus. By using the words Asmad Upekshaya, the Kurus mean to say the lowly Yadus were able to use these royal insignia because we did not take the matter seriously. As explained by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti, the Kurus thought, showing concern about the lowly Yadus' use of these items would have been a sign of respect. But in fact, we do not have such respect for them, since the lowly Yadus are of inferior families. They are not to be respected, and so we pay no regard to them. Vahasi Vapushi Vishade Vasanam Jaladhabham Falahati Viti Miritayamunabham Keshavadrita Faladara Rupa Jaya Jagadishahare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Keshavadrita Baladeva Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadish Jaya Jagadish Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha, Hare.